The ego has no strength of its own. All the strength, all real strength comes from the Christ consciousness within us. That is the only strength. And that strength can be activated only through surrender. To fully receive the bliss, the benediction, the power of the Christ consciousness, we have to surrender. If we are fighting with anything in our life, if we are using our own strength, our own intelligence, our own mind to solve things and fix things and worry about the future, when we are doing all this, we are using our own strength. So then the Christ consciousness cannot be accessed. But when we surrender, when we say, I am not going to fight anymore, I am not going to fight at all, and we simply surrender and we rest, then the Christ consciousness within us suddenly becomes awake. Then it takes over. Then it guides. Then it does. Then it harmonizes. It does everything. But it can only do it if the ego gets out of the way. So all the ways in which you are trying to solve your problems, fix your problems, worry about the future, and your mind is going round and round in circles trying to solve things, can we let that go?
Yes.
I'm going to do this again because it's a bit strong. So all the ways your mind is going round in circles day and night, it's just going around in circles trying to solve, trying to fix, trying to figure out everything, trying to find solutions for all kinds of problems which are not even occurred. So all this insanity of trying to fix, can we just let it go at least for a little while? Yeah. What would it feel like to be completely surrendered to the divine consciousness? What would it feel like to rest so deeply in it, you know, like a child rests in the lap of the parent and just takes a nap and literally is not concerned about anything? What would that feel like if we could simply relax in Christ consciousness and let that take care of everything? Can we trust for a few moments? Can we relax? Can we let go? Can we give up our plan? We start planning. Whenever we are in trouble, we start planning. We start plotting. We start scheming. Instead of surrendering, the ego works at 5 times the normal speed. It's plotting and planning and plotting and planning. But then we can't access the divinity within us. So all this plotting and planning and plotting and planning, can we just let it go for a while? Also, any concern about other people and how they will behave and how the rest of the family dynamics will change? And any concern about others? And any desire to change or manipulate the behavior of others, can we relax that also? Can we hand over that also to the Christ consciousness?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's almost like telling God, you take care of the people. I am not going to manipulate these people around me so that my future gets secure. I'm not going to manipulate anybody for security. I am simply going to surrender, I'm going to trust, and I'm going to put into action everything I've learned on the spiritual path for the past many, many years. I'm just going to put everything into action. So I'm going to put into action trust, I'm going to put into action surrender. And I'm just going to rest. And I'm going to stop struggling using my own strength.